can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of our show.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back to a special Monday edition of Forced Movie Review Friday, right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. It is 8:33 on this Monday, November 23rd. Don't adjust your dial. Don't look at your calendar. It really is Monday. But because of vacations and holidays, we're doing these on Monday for a little bit. I assigned Dawn last week the rom-com classic Bridget Jones's Diary. Take it away, Dawn.
Yes. So, okay. It got an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 81% audience score, which is sort of rare that it is in line with critics and audiences loved it just the same. There was a lot of controversy surrounding her being cast in this role in 2001. A lot of British people were not happy with this.
No.
Including Kate Winslet, who was up for the role, and she got tired of waiting for an offer and decided to just star in another role. Helena Bonham Carter was also up for casting. She auditioned, as well as Emily Watson. So, and then they cast...
Time American gets a British character. It's usually the opposite.
Yeah, they do it all the time. So Renee Zellweger, she won the role. Hugh Grant defended her. But a lot of controversy regarding this back in 2001. And I would say overall, I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh! What?
Yes.
What? Okay. So,
yes!
So here's the thing. What? I was really dreading. I'm never going to love a romantic comedy. I'm never going to love a movie that's centered around finding love. It's just not my thing. I think that women have more to achieve in this world than just waiting around for what man's going to choose them. That's just my view on what we should be reaching for as women and teaching little girls. Okay. So, and I never dreamed of having a wedding when I was little. I dreamed about what I was going to be when I grow up. It wasn't who I was going to marry. Thus, the reason why I'm not married now. So, there are some things, though. I thought I was really going to hate her British accent. I thought I was really going to dread it. And just, it was always just going to be there. Just me knowing that she's not British. But I kind of forgot about it within the first 10 minutes. I think it's because apparently she had a dialogue coach that was just constantly on her, you know, and at every move, like helping her with this. There were some really funny moments that I did laugh out loud when she was a reporter and she's at this fire station doing this report and they're having her do these ridiculous things and they want her to slide down this fire pole. Right before she interviews this guy and they want her to like wear a short skirt. Well, they didn't have time for they went to another fire station first. So she had to try to climb back up the pole, which was a disaster. And when she slides down the pole, her butt is in full view of the camera. It's just basically a butt shot. And then she lands and she has no time for the report. So she's like, and this is Bridget Jones. Thank you.
You in the studio.
Yes. I also laughed that she's a bad cook. She's trying to, you know, cook all of these things in the kitchen for her friends. And
the blue soup.
Yes. So there's this part in the recipe where she's supposed to tie all of these leeks together as she's making this leek soup, but she didn't have any twine. So she uses this blue cellophane
ribbon
and she's cooking down the leeks and then she's off doing other things and realizes that now her soup is blue. She serves it anyway. And just being in the kitchen this weekend, sort of being a disaster with my class and not having enough eggs, I was like, oh, that is me for sure.
It's relatable, yeah.
Totally. And then, you know, there was a really funny sequence where Colin Firth and Hugh Grant are fighting in the street to It's Raining Men. And I just love the whole just the funny view of like fight. We all want to watch a fight. And they're like going into a restaurant as they're fighting. This kid's having his birthday party. And like they basically all stop for the birthday cake to come through. And then they continue the fighting. And it's all done to It's Raining Men. So I enjoyed that.
Did you not love? I love that she goes out in her pant in her Lexus, in her Alexis Thompson granny panties.
Yes.
She runs out into the street to go get him in her panties. And the looks of the extras, like all the people on the street staring at Bridget in her giant granny panties.
Oh my gosh! No, those were the sexy ones. Those were supposed to be the sexy ones. But you know, yes, there's a granny panty scene in it also when she gets with Hugh Grant and spoiler alert. And so she's like, this for sure will make, you know, this will make sure that nothing will happen. Of course, she puts them on and it's the curse of wearing granny panties, right? Of course, you're going to be seen naked in the granny panties. But, you know, Hugh Grant, I didn't know what to think about him because he is pretty charming and it's hard not to like the guy. But then he ends up being just awful. And Colin Firth is sort of the guy who you think is awful to begin with. And because of some lies that Hugh Grant tells, he ends up being the good guy in the end. The thing that I am curious about is how do they make two more movies of this? Like, the story's over. You don't need to make a second and third. Like, there's Bridget Jones' baby.
Edge of Reason.
Edge of Reason. And then it's like, what does, is Hugh Grant in that one as well? Does he come back and try to steal her back? Or
nothing is as good as the first one.
No.
The rest of them I don't even like. I just like this. I just like the first one. It's, when she goes to that party, which is very Alexis and Anhil, when she goes to the party and nobody tells her that the costume aspect of the party has been dumped and she comes as a Playboy bunny.
It was like Vixens Tarts, and Vickers or something. And so it was supposed to be like prostitutes and men of the cloth. And some people also didn't get the memo, like her dad is in a priest collar, and then this other guy who's in full, like, a bishop's outfit. So, you know, little things like that are memorable and cool, and it really wasn't that bad. I would say I would give it a C, just because I'm never going to be able to give a romantic, I'm just not interested in the topic, a romantic movie, a B or an A, but, you know, not bad, I'll say that.
Yes. Wow. I did it. I gave you something that you didn't.
Disappointed in you, Don.
No.
Well, I know. Kenny has been so quiet.
There's a lot. Now, Kenny, there is a lot of smoking and drinking in this movie. I mean, she's constantly has a heater going. So that's, you know, more to your liking, right? Everyone's smoking.
Does she chew tobacco? That would help.
No, but she drinks a lot of vodka until she passes out several times.
See, Kenny?
And wine.
There's something for everyone.
I have never seen a movie with this lady.
Renee Zellweger?
Yeah, I've never seen a Renee Zellweger movie.
This lady.
She makes me nervous. She looks like she's about to start crying at all times.
Yeah, she's got those droopy eyes.
Yeah.
Really squinty.
Oh, I love her.